UW-Milwaukee political scientist Thomas Holbrook says divorce isn't nearly the issue for political candidates that it once was.
If somebody had been running for president divorced, say in 1960, that would have been a pretty big issue. But being divorced, for better or for worse these days, is not exactly a comment on one's character.
For example, Feingold was married once before, but his first divorce hasn't hurt his own Senate campaigns. He won re-election to his seat by 11 percentage points last November. Holbrook says other candidates from both major parties have been able to keep their personal lives low-key in their runs for the White House.
Ronald Reagan, of course, was divorced many years before running for president. John Kerry, you know, was a divorced candidate, and it wasn't really an issue in his campaign. Divorce in and of itself is not usually a big issue unless, of course, there are some details coming from the divorce that caused problems for the candidates.
That was the case for two candidates running for Illinois' U.S. Senate seat last election. Both were at one time their party's frontrunners for the Senate nomination. When divorce records were unsealed, their poll numbers plummeted. But both Russ and Mary Feingold say they separated amicably. They were married for 14 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.